The World Health Organization this month declared that the spread of the paralyzing and potentially deadly disease polio is now an international emergency. Global vaccine programs have been set back in recent years by the revelations that the CIA has used them as cover in its counter-terrorism programs. Last week, the US government promised that it would never again use vaccination programs in that way. UNICEF's Peter Crowley has led polio vaccination programs in some of the most dangerous parts of the world. He's now the principal polio advisor for the United Nations Children's Organization. He's in Australia this week, and he joined me in the World Today studio shortly after stepping off the plane. Peter Crowley, thanks so much for coming in. The World Health Organization this month declared the spread of polio an international health emergency. Do you agree, or is that being alarmist?
I do agree. I think we're at a very critical stage in the eradication effort. We're very close to achieving the goal of eradication, which is an historic opportunity, and we really can't afford to miss this opportunity now.
But your organization identifies only three countries where polio is still endemic. That doesn't sound like a worldwide emergency. Why is that so worrying?
Well, as long as there's a single country where polio remains endemic, then potentially any country could be at risk. We've got three endemic countries in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Nigeria, and we currently have outbreaks in the Horn of Africa, Western Central Africa, and Syria. We wouldn't have the outbreaks if we didn't have the poliovirus continuing to circulate in the endemic countries.
Now, you see the effect of polio on communities. There is no cure. What is so terrible about this disease?
It's sudden. You know, it's sudden and it's dramatic. The effects are dramatic. I mean, it will not always paralyze, but paralysis is what one associates with polio. And obviously, this has a huge impact on the lives of affected children and of their families. And I think one of the challenges we face is getting people in today's world who may not have experienced or seen polio themselves just to realize what an extraordinary drama it was when cases occurred in Australia before 72, when the last case occurred, or back when I was growing up in Europe. These caused major panic.
You're now based in New York, but you worked for many years in some of the world's most challenging environments. You were in Afghanistan when the CIA was exposed using a vaccination program as a front to find Osama bin Laden. Now, that was in neighbouring Pakistan. But what impact did those revelations have on the legitimate programs that you were leading in the region?
The White House issued a letter a few days ago, essentially acknowledging that they had used this fake vaccination campaign. And WHO and UNICEF came out straight away to say that this should never be done. We were shocked when we first heard the stories coming out, because operating in environments like that, which are highly insecure, highly sensitive, highly politicized, it is very, very important that we keep our work seen as neutral by the populations that we're trying to reach.
So how much damage did it do at the time?
Well, it did a lot of damage. I mean, a lot of people have died in Pakistan associated with their work on behalf of the polio eradication effort.
So will this promise by the US government never to let this happen again restore trust in the programs?
We very much hope so. And it's particularly crucial in Pakistan, because Pakistan is where we're seeing the largest number of cases this year.
You've operated in this area. How do you convince people who are terrified and fearful to trust you?
I think it's very important to never assume that trust, and constantly to communicate with the people you're trying to reach to make sure that they understand who you are, what benefits you're seeking to bring for their children, and the fact that you are neutral and apolitical. And we were quite successful in this in the south of Afghanistan, which had been the main reservoir for the circulation of polio historically. And essentially the way we did that was by reaching out to community leaders in those areas, other influentials in those areas, and building up their trust.
How do you deliver a program of vaccinations which requires a certain degree of order amid, say, the chaos of a war zone? Do you even attempt it?
Yes. I mean, this is in southern Afghanistan, was an area of active conflict at the time that we were working there. And essentially what that involved was making sure that we understood what was going on, that the military understood when we were launching campaigns, the other security forces, and also the anti-government elements. It was important that they were also aware that we were there. We do have international staff always in the countries in which we work, but the bulk of the work is done by very competent, resourceful and brave national staff who are willing to go out and work in these areas in southern Afghanistan or in the northwest of Pakistan.
You know this vaccine will save many people from a terrible disease, but as you say, the people on the ground have to be courageous. How do you feel knowing that you're sending them into dangerous regions and putting their lives on the line?
It's very, very tough, and I think the way that we go about this basically is to try and make sure that when we enter an area, we have assurances from the people who actually control the areas concerned. And that has to be down to quite a local level.
Despite all your efforts, though, how many of your own staff have been killed in the course of this work?
There have been a couple of people from WHO. Who were killed in recent years in association with the polio program. UNICEF has sadly suffered casualties in Afghanistan over the last 4 years, casualties that were a result of the people simply being there.
Nigeria is one of the three countries that you mentioned where polio is endemic. What about the sort of unpredictable violence that we're seeing there? Are you considering pulling the program back because of the increasing activity from militant groups like Boko Haram?
No, again, I mean, what we try to do is always try to find a way, whatever the nature of the environment. And the key to finding a way is by understanding that environment and understanding who's operating there.
What about in a place like Syria? How worried are you about the eruption of polio there?
The outbreak in Syria was a great shock when it occurred last year. Sadly, what it illustrates is that where you have conflict and where health services break down as a result of conflict and insecurity, this is where there's always going to be a heightened risk of polio re-emerging. What has happened in Syria since the outbreak has been quite encouraging because we've only had one case so far this year.
But we know that aid groups of various kinds have had enormous difficulty getting into Syria. How did you do it?
Prior to the war, rates of routine immunisation, demand for immunisation in Syria were very, very high. So you had a very aware population. And essentially, community demand for the vaccine was very, very high. In government-controlled areas or areas under the control of opposition, there was an equally strong demand from the general population that vaccine must be provided somehow.
Now, Peter Crowley, while you're in Australia, you'll be meeting senior members of Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs. You'll be aware that the federal government has just slashed foreign aid in its first budget. Are you concerned that the government may cut its contribution to polio programs?
Australia historically has been very generous in its support to the polio eradication effort. So I wouldn't like to try to guess what sort of announcement may come in the coming days from the Prime Minister. But we're very hopeful that this spirit of generosity will continue. It's important that we finish the game now.
How alarmed would you be were you to see a serious cut in aid from Australia?
Well, I hope there's not going to be a cut. Given the support that we've seen in the past, I would very much hope that Australia's leadership would see the merit in staying the course on this issue.
Peter Crowley, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That's the Principal Polio Advisor for UNICEF, Peter Crowley, who's just arrived in Australia. And if you'd like to hear more on this issue, tonight Foreign Correspondent will have a special report on Pakistan's new vaccination drive.